a great show this is. And I'm here with an equally great person, Mr. Brian Scott from PSEU. How are you, Brian?
I am great. It's great to be here. Great to be in an island location. It feels weird, though, being here because we're so disconnected from the rest. I wake up and I've got a ton of emails because everybody else has 5 hours into their day already. So, yeah.
It took me 2 hours to get through my email yesterday. Amazing. But it's all good.
Yeah.
Indeed. Hey, we're talking about, with you, we're talking about using data and analytics to create an exceptional member experience. We've been talking about this for the last couple of years. It's really, like, caught fire in a big way versus Hawaii be like a volcano. So, with hot lava flowing. So, this is what's going on with data and analytics. So, how does a credit union create this memorable member experience?
Well, that's an interesting question. And so Jonah Berger, one of the speakers yesterday, talked a little bit about that. So a lot of times we have all this data and information that we can use to create that great experience. So just one example that I think of is you think about using your phone and the geolocation on your phone.
Right.
You walk into a store that you go to frequently. So let's say Trader Joe's. You walk into Trader Joe's, your phone knows you're there. We know from a processor perspective that every time you go there, you spend $300. We were just talking that we both have a lot of kids.
We
spend a lot of money on groceries. So you go to Trader Joe's and it says, hey, we're gonna spend $300 when you're there, because you do every single time. Well, your phone knows that. We know that. So we can predict you're at Trader Joe's, you're going to spend $300 again. We can also look at your checking account balance and say, hey, you only have $50 in your account. Do you want to transfer money in? So that's what we kind of call prescriptive analytics.
Okay,
so we predict, much like a doctor, we predict you're having a problem, then we prescribe a solution to that. And that creates a great experience. So before you even have a problem, go to the checkout line and get declined. It's prescribing a solution, anticipating what's going to happen. And there's lots of different situations where that can happen. Take getting a loan, for example.
Yeah, no doubt.
So you take two members that may have exactly the same profile, same income, same credit bureau score. Maybe they have the exact same credit card with the exact same credit line. And maybe they have the exact same balance on that card. So they look exactly the same. But if we take the data and information that comes from what they're buying on their card, we can use that to make a better decision about a loan and also to consult with them differently. So for example, if we take those two members that look to be exactly the same, but we see one of them is buying gas, groceries, pharmacy, necessities on their card, they might be having trouble. Whereas the other member, if they're buying, you know, using their card at hobby stores or to buy auto parts or aspirational electronics, maybe they're at a different life stage. Maybe they just got a new job. But everything else looks the same. Credit bureau scores are good. We can use that information and say, this person needs an auto loan. Maybe they even need a lifestyle loan. This person may need credit counseling because maybe they've had a life event happen that they're using their credit card to support their life. And so we can use that data to create a better experience when that member's in front of us or when we're actually approving a loan application to make better decisions.
So what does the credit union do to that one member who may have issues? What do you guys send out an email to them, mail them a letter, a quick text,
a lot
or whatever?
Of things, yeah.
Say, hey, we can help?
Proactively credit counseling. Come in, we'll help you create a plan to pay off all your bills, to get things in order. Where the other guy, it's, hey, you know, we see that you're at a different life stage, you're going up, we want to give you a lifestyle loan, we want to help do different things like
cross-sale
that.
Action.
Cross-sale, So it's not always about using the data to create a digital experience where it takes the person completely out of it. It's how do you improve that interaction that the person's having.
A better connection. And the credit union's like, hey, or the member's like, wow, my credit union really knows me. They know my situation. This is amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, you take that to the digital channel too, which everything's going digital. So how do you create that experience digitally? Because that's where most people want to interact. And so, you know, we think about taking that same in-person experience into the digital channel. And that's really where we see the future going and being able to replicate that. So I use an example. A lot of times people will start a loan application. They'll start it on their phone, but a lot of times they'll stop at some point. They don't finish that loan online for numerous reasons. But the next time, maybe when they call into a phone center, we can take that data, we can take the information that we got that they collected through the mobile channel, and we can use that in the phone channel. So we can say, hey, listen, I saw you started a mobile app, mobile loan application for an auto loan. How about we just finish that here through the phone conversation? And maybe we just ask them one or two more questions and we can complete that. So it really, no matter what channel somebody comes into the credit union, we can finish that that interaction through any other channel. That's really a true omni-channel experience.
Exactly. I was thinking to myself, God, how exciting is this? It's that you really guys neat. Can like just, you can kind of like find the trail, and then wherever it may drop off or wherever it may need to accelerate, you guys can kind of pick it up
that's
and
right.
run with it and address it with the members.
Oh, that's so right. Awesome. Yeah, it's really neat. Yeah.
So why, besides it being really neat, why is this so important today? What's the significance here?
Well, you take what Jonah was talking about yesterday and those viral stories, mm-hmm. the contagious stories mm-hmm. that really get people interested in word of mouth. He talked about yesterday is so important.
Yeah.
More people are going to move financial institutions because of word of mouth yeah. than rates and
sure.
fees even.
That's for sure.
And so if we can create those great experiences, mm-hmm. whether it's online, whether it's digital, whether mm-hmm. it's in person, we can create those stories that people will share with their friends and neighbors that bring them into the credit union. So it's not, I think I said earlier, you know, save 15% by spending 15 minutes or less at Geico. Nobody actually tells their friends yeah. and neighbors, I did that, right?
Yeah.
Nobody says, oh, my Rocket mortgage was so easy.
Yeah.
But if you have that experience where, hey, the credit union knew I was struggling financially mm-hmm. and they proactively approached me, I didn't get a collections call.
Mm-hmm.
They proactively approached me and helped me manage my financial life.
Yeah.
Or on my mobile app, they built the tools that helped me manage my financial life a lot better
mm-hmm.
because the credit union knew me. That's mm-hmm. those are the things that create the stories that people want to interact and share those stories, and that's what goes contagious.
Exactly, and because, I mean, we all come to these conferences, and I hear time and time again, you probably do too, it's like, how do we tell our story? How do we tell our story? How do we stand out? How do we convey our difference? This is one way to do it.
It's a great way to do it. And, you know, Jonah talked about yesterday, if you go out with that message, hey, we help somebody do this,
mm-hmm.
people don't believe that. But when your friends and neighbors share those stories,
yeah.
so it's really truly about how do we create those opportunities to create those experiences that people will share.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that I think we're really looking to do.
Yeah, didn't he use the example with Joe Montana
using the
Skechers or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, is anybody going to believe Joe Montana is going to use those? No.
Everybody thinks Joe Montana's hard up. And, yeah,
exactly.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my God. So where can we find out more information on this type of stuff? I mean, where can they go? Where can we do it?
Yeah, so first of all, there's a lot of great websites out there that I think every credit union should be looking at. Payments.com is a great one that is focused on the payment space. Obviously, we have a lot of things at PSU mm-hmm. at our website.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking about and doing a lot of these things today, and we're working with our credit union partners to build these technologies.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, it's sitting down with our credit union partners and mm-hmm. saying, what are the challenges that we could help you
mm-hmm.
solve? What are those
mm-hmm.
unique circumstances that we could solve for a member that would make the experience great for them.
Yeah,
so we're doing a lot of that, and we're sharing that online on our website too.
Very cool. All right, great message to end on. Brian, thank you so much, sir.
Great.
Well
seeing
done.
You again, Mike.
Keep up the good work, man. This is so exciting.
Too. This is fun stuff.
Oh yeah, it is.
Really fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, thanks for hanging out with us for a few
Absolutely.
Minutes. Appreciate it.
Happy to do it.
Well done, sir.